You're hired. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Lots of Americans heard those words last month in a hiring surge that was double what was expected, as the unemployment rate stayed the same as in August at 3.8%. Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti reports.
336,000 jobs added in September. That was the most since January. Wages weakened. 4.2% growth annually. That is the lowest since June of 2021, and it is above the rate of inflation.
And the number of jobs created in July and August revised higher by 119,000. Who will Republicans hire to be the next House Speaker after Kevin McCarthy was voted out?
We've got to get back together, work through some of these problems that are going to still be there.
Steve Scalise tells Fox he's the right one to lead the party.
Day one, Speaker Steve Scalise, you will see challenge President Biden to sit down and start talking about the crisis at the border that everybody in America knows is a major, major problem.
Now, former President Trump would prefer Jim Jordan be the next House Speaker, endorsing the Judiciary Committee chairman in a social media post writing, "Jordan is strong on crime, borders, our military, and the Second Amendment." The day after Russia bombed a cafe in Ukraine, leaving at least 51 people dead, Fox's Greg Palcott reports.
A teenage boy was killed. An 11-month-old baby was one of 16 injured in a missile strike on the city of Kharkiv. Also, 33 drones were fired at the Odessa region, causing damage to grain silos and other important port facilities. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin said Ukraine could not last a week without Western military aid.
And President Biden's urging Congress to approve more of that military help for Ukraine to stop Russia's leader's invasion. This could reignite controversy in Atlanta over a police training center critics call Cop City. A district attorney has decided Georgia state troopers who shot and killed an activist during a protest will not face criminal charges, saying their actions were reasonable when that activist they were trying to remove from a tent fired a handgun at troopers and wounded one of them. America's listening to Fox News.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $29 billion were stolen last year alone. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock makes it easy to help protect yourself if you become a victim. A dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Join now and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com, promo code Clay.
All right, this just in, Pure Talk just added more 5G data to every plan and is now including a mobile hotspot with no price increase at all whatsoever. Just $20 a month for unlimited talk, unlimited text, and now 50% more 5G data, plus you get mobile hotspot. Start saving today. Go to puretalk.com, enter the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch to Pure Talk, and you do it now, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code Sean.
Hello, I am Dr. Peter Dashkoff, hospitalist and internal medicine specialist. Life can be filled with many challenges, but none greater than when you or a loved one is diagnosed with a terminal illness. Fortunately, our community has Hospice of Yuma, the only four-star hospice provider in Yuma County. Their focus on quality of care is the main reason I decided to join them as a hospice physician. Hospice of Yuma offers hope each day, dignity to live as fully as possible, and loving care to enhance quality of life. For more information, contact Hospice of Yuma at 928-343-2222.
The Road Report, brought to you by RV World, located on Gila Ridge Road. Exit Interstate 8 on Araby Road, then head west on Gila Ridge about a quarter mile. RV World, Yuma's premier recreational vehicle dealer since 1991, offering a large selection of new and used RVs.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Southwest Gas Crews conducting gas line replacement work at various locations at 32nd Street between Avenue B and 21st Drive. A lot of the work is in the evening, but those lane shifts and reduced speed limits you should be aware of. Work will continue through the end of the year. For the latest road and travel conditions, go to yumadailynews.com.
The Road Report, brought to you by RV World, located on Gila Ridge Road. Exit Interstate 8 on Araby Road, then head west on Gila Ridge about a quarter mile. RV World, Yuma's premier recreational vehicle dealer since 1991, offering a large selection of new and used RVs.
Here's the news in 60 seconds from yumadailynews.com. The Biden administration is waiving federal laws to build more border walls in southern Texas, but President Biden says the walls don't work. Biden said he had no choice because the money for the wall was already appointed and he couldn't redirect the funds. Todd and Julie Chrisley are teaching classes in federal prison to reduce their sentence. The couple's daughter says they are teaching a finances class, which she called ironic since her parents were convicted of fraud. A little over 302 emergency calls have been answered by Yuma Fire in the last week. Yuma Fire reminds the community about vehicle fire safety tips, including if a fire is suspected, safely pull over, turn off the vehicle, and get everyone out. Former President Trump is asking a judge to dismiss his federal election interference case. Trump's legal team argues his actions leading up to the 2021 attack on the Capitol are protected by presidential immunity. City of Yuma has been informing the public about its father-daughter ball. The special event is designed for girls ages 3 to 12 and their fathers or father figures. The event is on October 14th, but tickets are on sale now. That's the latest from the YumaDailyNews.com newsroom. I'm Kendra White.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
After triple-digit highs through the weekend, temperatures will eventually trend a little bit cooler by next Tuesday and Wednesday. In the meantime, to start this Friday, a clear sky into the afternoon sunshine. Winds will increase out of the north. The high today headed to 101 and clear tonight with winds diminishing and a low dropping to 73. Not much of a change tomorrow with sunshine into the afternoon and a high climbing to 101. A few clouds tomorrow night. The low should drop to 73. And under sunshine on Sunday afternoon, the high temperature will eventually close in on 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr at the Weather Channel.
Investment advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Welcome to Money Talk with Yuma Investment Group's Tom Rush, founder, wealth advisor, and George Davis Sr. Wealth Advisor.
Morning, Yuma. Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU. Got a attack dog here in the...
Well,
just to protect us.
It's Eric's fault because he tried to be nice. Never be nice, Eric.
All right, I got it.
Well, it's in his last name, Friends, so he's got to be friendly, man. Yeah, well. How you doing? You awake now?
Yeah, I'm all right.
All right.
Did a little bowling last
night. We'll get you a Band-Aid in a minute.
Little bowling last night, good. I'll tell you what, that weather is beautiful. It's
nice.
It's turning really nice.
So. It is nice.
I love this time of year. You guys big fans of decorating, putting up any Halloween?
You know, we always have been.
Not this year.
We haven't yet. We will. And, you know, usually I have a 6-foot witch in the lobby by now.
Yeah, you usually do.
Our office is, we decked it out this
year.
Yeah,
your office looks good.
Yeah,
so I saw that. That's
got
nice.
All that stuff out of the house and brought it to the office.
There
and
you go.
It's all out.
Oh,
got a little extra space, killing a bunch of birds.
I did buy a 13-foot-high dragon for my grandson, and it's at their house, though.
Is that a dragon that goes out in the lawn, or is that a dragon that someone wears and walks around in the suit?
Well, no, it's in the lawn now. I put it in the house originally, and it was so tall it wouldn't fit. Of course, it's bent over. It's one of those inflatables and everything, and I brought that little 15-month-old in there. He was in awe, loved it, hugs that dragon constantly. Put it out in the yard, but he has people take him out there every 5 minutes. Take me to the dragon. I got to see the dragon.
Thanks, Grandpa.
See the dragon. Oh, I tell you, the whole household is just you know, having fun with it. They just love his attitude and what he's doing. They gladly take him out.
Yeah.
Well, the other kids are taking him out saying, watch this, man. This kid loves dragons. You think it would scare him, right? Let's scare him, man. He's a dragon master.
That's great. You know, we got our new house, and it's a flat roof, so I don't know how to hang lights because there's no wooden eave down so I can hang lights on the wooden part. I did that.
You know, here's what
string them on top or in the stucco? No, my wife will kill me.
No, what I did is I got some weights, some lead weights.
Uh-huh.
I put it on the house, tied a string to it, the string over the edge of the house, and just tied the string onto the lights.
Lead weights.
Yeah, I was a diver, so I had a lot of diving weights, you know, 2-3 pound weights, and just stuck them around, and just so I didn't put any holes in anything.
Yeah, and that's what holds
them
for you.
I just stuck them up there, the weights up there, and then tied strings to the wires, just put them over the edge.
Yeah, that'd work.
Yeah, right, so like it, you never had to drill into everything, which is kind of nice. You don't want to do that on a new house anymore.
No, no, I don't. Yeah, that's a great idea.
It's a lot simpler.
Where do I get these lead weights, though? Do you still have some?
I still have some.
Yeah. Amazon.
There you go.
Yeah, you get a little.
Yeah, there's got to be something out there.
Well, sure, you get a little coffee can or something and pour a little concrete in there with a bolt in it and just stick that up there.
Yeah, or a little sand.
A little sand or something.
I can find some sand.
You know, you can do whatever you want. You know, it's easy. And that way, it's easy, so easy that your wife will call you lazy for not doing something harder.
All right, this is Money Talk, so let's talk a little bit about some money. AM 560 KBLU, George Davis, Wealth Advisor, Yuma Investment Group, Russ Clark. How you doing, Russ?
I'm doing well, man.
And I've got my buddy here, Eric Frenz, Owner-Operator, Yuma Risk Management Group.
Good morning, Yuma.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, man.
Good Friday. Know, I got a question for you right out of the gate here, Russ. Who's hiring?
Construction.
336,000 jobs this morning. The consensus was 162. I mean, how can they be off that much when you're...
I'm jaded on all this.
And the thing is...
It's hard to believe.
It's true. Maybe it's services still, maybe for the holidays, but you know the market doesn't like the good news right now.
Do you know who the number one hire has been on all these?
The government. Not government.
Yes, it has been. It's been high. The government is high on these.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Government jobs. And so that's not the real help we need that adds to the GDP and all that other stuff. You know, I mean, that kind of takes away from it. You know,
it does add to the GDP. Just not like it should. It's not compounding the small business owner.
It's not going
to
grow wealth. It doesn't grow anything.
Right.
You know.
Right. It takes away from it.
Except, yeah. And they say, well, it's real jobs are getting paid. Yeah, they take it from taxpayers and then give it to those guys. So we haven't created anything. You know, we just shuffled it around.
Yeah.
So
I didn't have that part on this morning, but it was a lot of government again.
I haven't looked at the numbers yet, but that's the way it's been. Yeah. And also, they always adjust it months later and you don't realize it. No, take it back down.
Well, they adjusted last report up.
They did?
Yes.
That was an unusual one.
Yeah, I know.
Must not have hit their number. Usually those things come down.
That's pretty interesting.
A high percentage of them come down, you know, over time, you know.
So it's been a couple months, to say the least, kind of rocky here. I think the main theme right now, Eric, is that people are realizing that interest rates are going to stay higher longer. Everyone's trying to figure out when's the Fed going to be finished raising or even cutting, but that's going to be at least a year, I feel.
But they can't fix it, George, because they haven't recognized it as a problem yet.
Yes.
And until they recognize it a problem, they're not going to make any steps on repairing.
But I think the market's finally realizing that and saying, you know, this is a problem. It's not going to be fixed soon. So that's what made the last couple months real bumpy. But year to date, the Dow's about flat, considering the S&P's down 12. I'm sorry, up 12. And then the NASDAQ's up about 33. So people see the NASDAQ and think, oh, my gosh, it's down 10, 15% in the last couple of months. But you got to remember, it's still up 35, which is the tech-heavy index. The one that really catches my eye is the bond market. So if you look at the 30-year Ginnie Mae, down 2% this year, and U.S. Aggregate bond market is down 1.2. So the bond market is down once again this year. Last year, if you remember, it was down 13%. The aggregate bond market really took it on the chin. And this year, it's flat to down. But some of these, the Fed funds rate is 5.25, between 5.25 and 5.5, the Fed funds rate. Meaning that...
Still too low. I mean, considering everything else.
Well, 30-year fixed mortgage is up to 7.3 now. 7.8. Beg your pardon. It's pretty high, Eric.
It is pretty 7.8. High. I don't understand how the market drops when the...
Well, right now, the good news is making the market drop.
I don't... I don't follow all that.
Well, it's all about the Fed and how tight the money supply is, and when are the Feds going to quit? Because if they raise rates, you know, that tightens the money supply again. Rates go up, and the market's not liking that. So it wants a poor jobs report. So the Fed says, oh, okay, we're done with our business. We don't have to raise rates anymore Maybe they can moderate, and eventually the rates will come down. The market's done historically fine when rates are high, but right now they're just trying to get a handle on when are they going to quit raising? When is the money not going to be as tight as it is? And is the Fed going to be finished up here soon? So that's really what it's looking at. So actually, the bad news is kind of good news right now. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you, Eric, because there's...
that's why he came in.
That's why he came in.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. We're not talking insurance yet, but I'm kind of curious here because it's October, early October, so it's time to think about New Year's resolutions for business owners, Russ included, with his outstanding business precision.
Wow.
Yes. And give a little plug for you too, Russ.
What do you
Same
want?
Thing with Human Investment Group. Well, people don't realize Human Investment Group now, we handle 401ks, Russ.
Right.
Yes, we help business owners with 401ks. And the SECURE Act, the SECURE 2.0, the government really knows. They haven't done anything about it, and they always wait till the last minute to fix Social Security, Medicare, things like that, the deficit, you name it. But they realize that Americans aren't saving like they should. 1 in 2, 50% of Americans have zero retirement savings. So they came out with the SECURE 2.0 Act, which is really helping encouraging business owners to have a qualified plan, a 401k in place for their employees. And I say this because, maybe you can think about getting one in for 2024. But the business as a whole, the credits that the government is giving for small business is very impressive. I mean, you can get they used to be 50%, but they traded, like if you set up a 401k, there's costs involved. And up to 100%, up to $5,000, the government will give you a tax credit, not a deduction. A credit. So they're basically paying for you to start up a 401k for employees 50 or less.
Mm-hmm.
If you have 50 or more, it's 50%. So basically all the startup costs you nothing to get it in place, which is great. Here's the real kicker that caught my eye, though. How your employee, if you're an employee, you put into the 401k, lowers your taxes, tax deferral, and then you get the match from the employer.
Right.
Call it 4% or whatever. So the employer contribution, the part that you contribute for your employees, Eric, up to $1,000, the government's going to pay 100%.
Wow. What?
Yeah. The first, and that lasts for 5 years. It lasts for 5 years. It phases out over 5 years. So the part that you're contributing to match, you claim that as a tax credit.
Up to what? The first $1,000
up to $1,000 per employee.
And is this for new 401s?
Mm-hmm.
Or existing is the same?
New.
No?
So
that's a good thing. It's a great
thing. Yeah. So I mean, if you're starting up a 401k plan, you get the government to pay for it, and you also get up to $1,000 for your matching. They're really pushing for employers to get a 401k. It's the same type of thing, though. Yeah. If you're an existing one, you don't get the benefits for the new one. Kind of like the phone carriers.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds a lot like the cable carriers where, they bring you the great intro deal, at $20 a month. And then after a year, they charge you a few hundred a month. So
mm-hmm.
We actually started our 401 a little over a year ago. So,
I think it was still in play there. Did you get a credit for the startup cost or do you remember?
I don't know. The
Secure Act's been in play.
The tax code and what the accountants do, it really frustrates me. Like I don't understand how they come up with the numbers. Seems like a 2 + 2 = 10, kind of thing. And so I try and stay out of. I try and do the right thing and let the accountants do their thing and not get too involved in it. But I know we started a 401 a little over a year ago, and so we also have a couple employees that do Roth contributions, so the after-tax kind.
Yeah, so, on the 401k,
mm-hmm.
Correct? Yes. Yeah.
So it's one of the
Which
better...
when you're young is a big deal.
Right, it's one of the better things I think we've done for the team. It's a good thing. And there are some costs that are involved in it, so that's a good thing, and it's
It's a little bit difficult to set up. Like, it's not, it's the, you know, they ask you a bunch of questions. You got to set up all stuff. Like, it was a little bit of a pain to kind of, we had to devote some time to getting it done. So, but I'm proud that we did it. And I think my employees really appreciate it. So mm-hmm. it's one of the better things that we've done or gotten the best feedback. Like, good. It feels good to do it. So
helps with retention, hiring, sure. to answer that question.
Absolutely. So I feel it's one of the things that I feel really good about. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the setup's not, I mean, you know, at least in our group, Crystal does a great job with that, and she does all the heavy lifting, but you got to have a census and make sure that you're, you know, the IRS wants to make sure you're not, obviously the discrimination's the first thing they look at.
Right.
Make sure, you know, if you're a higher earner and you're not able to put more away than the lower earners, as long as everybody's putting away. So they just look at that, and they look at the census to make sure that they have the salaries and everything on there accurately. So we're against our first break here. Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU.
Let's do it.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage, NMLS number 180899, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113, Arizona BK 09040081, LO number 0915245.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades. They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage, NMLS number 180899, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113, Arizona BK 0904081, LO number 0915245.
Yeah, what's that song play, Russ?
Damn. I'm sorry. You know,
that's all right.
We got to get back to work.
Yeah, we do.
You know, somebody will say
jamming
something.
Away there. Yeah. No. Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Happy Friday out there. Gorgeous day to be here in Yuma, Arizona. Got Eric Friends here with me, and Eric brought me a check for my Rotary golf tournament coming
Doesn't
up.
Doesn't get any
really
better than
appreciate.
That.
Yeah, that's coming up on November 4th. Sunrise Club of Rotary. And, you know, the Rotaries in town do such an excellent job of
they do.
Helping with the community, and the Caballeros do. We have, we're very... very blessed in this community to have people that help and give and do events and help a lot of people in need. So we reach them right here locally, which we love about the Rotary. So before we get into the insurance, I had one other question here. So the Mega Millions is $1.4 billion. This coming next couple of days. No, I don't.
When are they going to draw that? I need to go win that.
I'm not a proponent of saying, hey, run out and, you know, try to become a billionaire. But I remember it'd be over a billion and everybody be running and scrambling around. Oh my gosh, I gotta go.
Oh, wow.
Now it takes $2 billion for everybody to be running and scrambling.
Well, I'd much rather
everybody starts freaking out and saying, "Oh, I got to get in there and buy it."
I'd much rather not win $1.4 million than $500 million. You know, I mean, $1.4 billion. Yeah, yeah. I'd rather lose big. So yeah, I go in for that. I go for the big ones only.
That's right. Yeah, I'd rather pay $1 billion in taxes instead of. Can you imagine? You win $2 billion, you get one of it.
Many of those lottery winners don't know what to do, and they just destroy their lives and regret ever winning. And go bankrupt in 5 years.
Sure.
No matter how much they make. I mean,
they do.
It's something like 50% plus or something. Yeah. You know, they just really do terrible.
I watched a piece on that guy that won the billion something. You see how many? He's already bought a couple, three or four places in California.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's doing.
I'll take a shot, see if I can manage the money.
See how you are like everybody else. Like, I know money doesn't buy happiness, but let me give it a try.
I know the numbers, and I'd like to see if I could land on the right side of that.
I think you could retire, Eric, if you were his insurance agent.
He's doing what he loves. You know, I got to retire.
Martine's got a sign in the office that's, I can't remember exactly what it says, but if you don't see me here, I won the lottery. Like, you know, and I kind of got to deal with everybody that they will have to give me their 2 weeks.
Yeah, like even if you're going to make that stick. Sue me. I got money for a lawyer.
I guess they can buy out of it. So,
yeah, there you go. Buy out
of it. There's one golden rule, though, on these lottery. I'm not a big lottery buyer. I don't buy lottery tickets. It's a rare occurrence. I've ever done that. But,
$2 billion, right?
No, it's not that. It's if everybody in the office has a pool and they're all in on it, you have to. Otherwise, you'll be there alone one day.
Oh, can you just imagine? Everybody's just running, jumping around. You're walking in. What happened?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like the only guy left in the office because I wouldn't buy into the pool. So, yeah, you have to buy into those.
You do.
Yeah. That's not an option.
It gives me an idea. Maybe we'll get a pool going here at work. And
yeah. And then you have to buy. You can't say no. Because you'd really look, you'd feel bad about it.
People don't carry cash that much anymore. Do you carry cash, Russ? I do still.
I have a little bit, but.
I have a little bit, too. At least I have a $5 sitting
around. I use Zelle.
Use Zelle?
I don't even know how much I have, you know, but it's not very much. I don't use cash very much.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
The lady that's going to bring the Mexican food today, like, we don't even have cash for her anymore. Like, you just Zelle her the money.
Really? Even the Mexican food in the trunk lady?
Yeah, you just Zelle. She's like, just send me a Zelle. Like, that's great. Wonderful.
Wow. So, there you go.
Oh, man.
Speaking of trunks and cars, well, actually more houses. I got a group I played poker with. I was playing last night. And my buddy was telling me he's got insurance. I don't know, both auto and home probably, but he was complaining at the price that had gone up. But it's an auto pay. It's on automatic, and they didn't even tell him. Do you not need to tell? Because all of a sudden he sees his auto pay go, and it's like a 30% increase.
Oh, I'm sure he got a letter or something.
He says he didn't. He goes, all of a sudden I see this auto pay that's 30% higher than I've been paying for years on my insurance. And anyway, he was pretty fired up. But I know that with my previous carrier, before I came over to Eric, mine was 50% higher.
Yeah.
And if I wouldn't have seen, I think maybe I did get something in the mail, but that was like very eye-popping. I don't quite understand. Well, I guess I understand. It's typical everything else, right? All the stuff going on in the world with tornadoes and hurricanes and fires. Insurance goes up, so it goes up for everybody. Is that the case, or is this more something else going on in the world, or just in our nation, or what's happening, Eric, with these prices right now?
I tell you, I read so much about it, and it's kind of consumed, obviously, our business, but I believe that the frequency with which claims happen is very similar, and I don't have the numbers here in front of me, but I believe the frequency with which things happen has not changed very much. You know, maybe it's increased since COVID years with the cars, you know, because the car claims were down when people weren't driving a few years ago, and it's gotten back up to pre-COVID levels. But I don't think that my opinion is I don't think that the amount of claims has gone up, but that, which is one thing they measure, is claims frequency. But where it's really bad is on the claim severity side. So it's the same claim from 5 years ago to now. You can't even compare how much different the numbers are. It's just it's astounding how much things have gone up, how to repair or to replace. And
you know, your friend, if they were in a call or people call me, I mean, for somebody who's lazy, they can just sit there and say, yeah, same, you know, claims costs have gone up, you know, so insurance companies are passing those costs along to everybody. And all these claims do matter. These insurance companies, one of the biggest things is that these insurance companies have their own insurance companies, call them reinsurance companies. And those are the big boys, the Aons and the Lloyds of London of the world, like, the really big companies. And they are getting strict. They are getting tight on the insurance that they'll offer. And, you know, the insurance companies have to measure how much risk they want to keep, how much risk they want to share with another insurance company. And, you know, the bigger ones can manage it all. You know, they're strong companies. They'll be around where it's really being hurt on the smaller regional type companies. And those costs are going up. And it's restricting their appetite for growth is the way I would put it. So, you know, you got a lot of these insurance companies that are putting flat out moratoriums on writing business, you know, where they will not write business. Some even, some maybe they want the top 1%, a brand new house, no claims, pays it one time in a year.
Don't we all?
So, I mean, they'll take those, like a top of the line credit. But you also and other than that, they don't want to do it, or they're just doing. They're just saying they're not going to do it in general, you know. And that's even hitting us here in what I consider to be a low risk area, you know, compared to others. You know, I mean, we can't write it now. You go up to the north of northern Arizona, where you're in forest and you got wildfire risk. I mean, we don't even know the problem. They've got big time problems up there. Like, even finding the opportunity. So you take away some parts of the market where these insurance companies are selling, the same amount of insurance is going to be bought and sold, right? So, but it's being spread over fewer companies. So they're growing faster than they want to grow, and it's a domino effect, and it's becoming either challenging to even find insurance, depending upon where you are, or incredibly expensive. Now, you're seeing things like, a lot of times people are pushing paper. And they don't think about it. You know, they don't. Sure, I'd love to have this thing emailed to me. Well, your friend may have been on that, and they just got an email from it, along with one of the million other emails that they got, and they didn't pay any attention to it. And I'm sure they got notified. Yeah. And it's, you know.
We get so much junk mail. And plus, if we're paying automatic payment, we get a letter from them just confirming the payment. We just throw it away.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's those things are easy to sneak by, but. I'm sure they were notified. Now, what's the agent's responsibility in all this? I mean, that's a good question. You know, I'll tell you,
I asked that question. So thank you.
As an independent agent where I've got other markets, this is where we're struggling. Like, where you got 40% rate increases on average across the board.
What?
It took us 10 years to grow the business to where we are, one step at a time. Mm-hmm. You know, we couldn't do that all in one fell swoop. And now you've got basically your whole book of business that's taking this increase. Everybody's noticing it.
Yeah.
And we've led this out that we're going to shop. Like, we're going to keep your rates where we want to, which we are endeavoring to do. But this avalanche of, you know, needing to like rewrite our book of business is it's made it difficult for us. So we do try and notify. We do try and talk to them. Now, you got other agents that are captives that can't do what I do, like where they move them around. You know, a lot of them have been trained throughout their lives, like, let the insurance company notify them of the 30% rate increase.
Seriously?
Yeah. Let the insurance company notify them and wait for them to call, you know, because if they shop, you know, they're gone, you know, or there's nothing you can do about it. You could go through the discounts that they got. You could raise your deductibles is a common practice that's kind of going on right now. You know, there's another, it's a double, like it's hurting us twice. Not only is the rate of insurance going up per dollar, but you need more of it. You know, so we were talking about this with not your main house, but your brother-in-law's house. You know, we were like half insured, half to what we needed. Like, the cost of things are going up so fast,
right,
that the guards and the policies to increase the coverage, like the naturally, aren't near enough, you know. And so we're ending up having to crank up the insurance on a policy that's already going up as it is. It's a challenging time. Like,
yeah.
It is a challenging time to try and you know, like I said, we start talking these rates. You know, I mean, like say 10 years ago, a 500 deductible on a homeowner's policy was kind of the norm. And it was flat. Like, no, but it didn't matter what happened. Like, you'd have a 500 deductible. Then somewhere along the lines, you know, maybe 6-7 years ago, a $1,000 deductible kind of became the norm. And again, you know, you'd have certain claims, you know, it doesn't matter what the claim is, it'd be $1,000. I'd say now 2,500 is the norm. You know, that, like that, there's a big jump, and some carriers have some shots in between, but we're offering, I'm offering it, and I'm seeing it accepted more than I would have ever expected.
Not
and I'm
that
seeing
unlikely.
Even higher. You know, some people are taking $5,000 deductibles. They just don't want to, they got to try and keep their insurance costs the same. And the insurance companies are offering big credits to take these higher deductibles. And I support it, you know, because people having claims, you know, you got to do it, you know, but there, where's the line at what's a good idea and what's not, you know, and then their rates are already going up 40%. You throw a claim on that, maybe you get non-renewed. Maybe the price goes up 80%, and then you're going back to the market with a claim on your record.
Yeah.
And the part I was telling you about where insurance companies are being picky, prior claims ain't part of what they're looking for. You know, so, you know, it's you get to a situation where maybe you can't, I'm not kidding, maybe you can't find insurance depending upon the risk profile of your house. Or if you can, it's expensive. So we're seeing higher deductible contingent. That's good. Yeah. Some now there's specific wind and water deductibles, like so you might have a 2,500 in normal, and then you might see a 5,000 for wind and water. You're seeing people like insurance companies offer a depreciation of the roof, which is a big deal around here. In the last month or 6 weeks, we had a big storm, and you know, we're still working on this getting all the roofs fixed. And so insurance companies are now, if the roof isn't new enough, they're offering, you know, replacement cost with ACV roofs, they could actual cash value roofs, so that they don't have to pay for a full replacement on a 20-year-old roof.
So they're looking at it like a tire. A tire's half used, you get half the warranty.
Exactly. So you're starting to see more and more of that.
Wow.
It's I don't know, it's they're trying to mitigate the risk for sure, because it's, hey, they don't know what's going to happen, like that, and that's the uncertainty of everything is driving
all this.
Bring
that mic in front of you. There you go.
The uncertainty of everything. If they could predict, they have predictive models, but they just don't have a lot of faith in them right now. So
it's not that much different than the healthcare. You know, back in the day, you'd have a low deductible and health insurance, but if people covered with health insurance, expense went up so much. All of a sudden, if $2,500 deductible was normal, $5,000 deductible normal now. In the health industry, you got high deductibles, so but you do get the HSA. Maybe the insurance companies need to offer an HSA for insurance. There's a creative idea. We'll be right back. This is up against another break. You, my AM560 KBLU.
Manager with Academy Mortgage, NMLS number 180899. Where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113, Arizona BK 0904081, LO number 0915245.
Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades. They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage, NMLS number 180899. Where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113, Arizona BK09040081, LO number 0915245.
Welcome back, Yuma. Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Russ Clark.
Good morning.
Morning, Russ. George Davis, financial advisor, Yuma Investment Group. And Eric Friends, Yuma Risk Management Group. We're having a great time today. 344-5258, 344-KBLU. If you've got any questions on insurance or, building and protecting your assets also means insuring your assets.
I know the protect part.
The deductibles going up, to keep costs down, I think is a given. But what's the main reason you purchase insurance? I know you have to have it with your auto. Some people don't, but you have to. You don't have to have life insurance. You don't have to have disability.
Right.
You don't have to have long-term care insurance. But it's up against that catastrophic nature. If something were to happen to your house or your auto or your life, obviously. And you're in this day and age with the cost of materials we're talking about, you usually get into the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Sure.
$50,000 plus. So if you have a buffer there and your max is $5,000, you're not going to lose your livelihood.
Right.
So that's really what it's up against.
Sure. No, that it's, I completely understand and. A lot of times, it's not wrong. You have the insurance; you're allowed to use it. That's what it's there for. I have to be a little careful on conversations like this because, if somebody wants to file a claim, I say, how high you want me to jump? I can't really get too far involved in that. But somebody asks my opinion on certain things, I say, here's how the world works, Used to be you had a bunch of bullets in a gun, and you could afford to shoot one here and one there. Now, you got one, maybe two, depending upon, this loss we had in Yuma 6 weeks ago, that windstorm. It probably is wide enough that they'll call what they call a cat claim, which is like a catastrophic claim, like named storm type deal. It will likely be that not only will we not see a lot of non-renewals, but also, they won't hurt people as bad that when they go shopping that if it's a cat storm, like what they say.
So that was a double negative, not non-renewal. So people should be okay with renewals.
They should receive them.
Okay.
Now, it opens the door for insurance companies to get off of risks that they think might not be ones that maybe they took it on 5 years ago when it was the normal Wild West, which is we just want to grow. We want to gain market share. We want to, we're not too worried about profitability, and now that is all they're worried about is profitability.
But we're not in an area that gets hard hit a lot. I mean, some of these states and places that get flooded every 2 years or 3 years, you've heard of some of these crazy.
Sure.
Insurance. We're not one of those. We don't get that many. You would think this would still be desirable for them.
And it is. All relatively speaking, you look up north, sure, they got it worse. It's very, very difficult to find policies. You start talking to people in Prescott and other areas and start talking about insurance, especially when they're off the grid. They're not, right next to a fire station, which is right next to a fire hydrant. It's a little bit off the beaten path. You're seeing non-renewals and even without a claim, it doesn't even take a claim.
Because your neighbor claimed.
Well, because the score that this agency assigns to your property, the wildfire score is high, and they don't want to do it. This is happening in California a lot where, you know, they have a score of 0 to 36, like, and anything above a 2, they're non-renewing. You know, they don't want to be involved in it. Now, there's a whole lot of other issues going on in California that are you know, contributing to that, but that we don't have here. But, you know, we have wildfire issues. It's one thing. It's what makes I'm a little bit better off. I mean, I appreciate being in Yuma. I mean, it is nice.
We're a little more stable.
You know, I don't have to worry about tree lines and how close they are to the house and
earthquakes.
You know, So, I mean, the more I see all this stuff, like, I hesitate to complain too much, you know, to other agents in other areas because I know how good I have it. But, it's
go ahead and complain. We don't mind.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's become, you know, all these I think this roof looks. I mean, you just bought a house 5 years ago, and the seller had the roof replaced. You know, 5 years, and you can look at the shingle roof and see it's, you know, it's not an original roof. It's 10 years old, but and it used to be you could get away with that kind of thing. Now you got to provide proof, like a contractor's paid receipt.
Correct.
So that they got the exact date, and if you don't have that, like you're paying for an original roof, which now it means, can I even get insurance? Am I eligible? Like, and so your options where you might be able to get 20 quotes on a normal time, now maybe you get 4.
You mean like,
you know,
when you sell the house, even
sure.
If you don't have that paperwork selling the house, there's gonna be a problem. You know, they'll deduct because of the roof,
right?
And they want to know how long is left on the guarantee, the warranty, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you talk about the flat roof. You know, so Tom has flat roof, and they put a bunch of money a few years ago into resurfacing that flat roof.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to Sandy, and I said, you know, can I have the estimate? So, because that, like, that you spent $40,000 looks great, even on a simple homeowner's policy. And she couldn't find it. Like, or, you know, and I was like, well, I know I'm asking a lot here, but it would be good to have, like, when you sell the house, it'd be good to be able to hand this to the seller or to the buyer and say, yeah, this roof is 6 years old or whatever.
Or even the insurance company and say, hey, we redid it.
Yeah. No, it's a big, big deal.
Yeah.
You know, especially flat roofs is another one. I don't, like, again, in Yuma, we just get sucked into all the problems. You know, it's not that we're just a little blip on the radar in the grand scheme of things. You know, so, you know, we don't,
but
they hate flat roofs for some reason. Now, what I see is it's a low wind risk, right? Like all this, like nobody's flat roofs had any trouble in this last windstorm,
yeah,
you know, because they're protected by the sides, you know, but you get rain and you could have a leaky roof down, you know, down here. And so,
drains whatever, plug up on the side.
Yeah. So it's,
I think so. There's probably not a lot of places that have flat roofs because you can't have any where there's snow, obviously.
No. Sure.
No, that'd be bad.
Hey, let's try this out.
Without shoveling the driveway was tough.
All right, we're up against our last break here, so we'll be right back. AM 560 KBLU.
Derek Hagerberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage, NMLS number 180899. Where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113, Arizona BK 0904081, LO number 0915245.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades. They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage, NMLS number 180899, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113, Arizona BK 0904081, LO number 0915245.
Welcome back to you, AM 560 KBLU. Happy Friday out there. Been a great week, October. Meaning that start making some plans for next year already. And earlier we mentioned the Secure Act came out with some benefits, some tax credits, actually. Not just tax deductions, but full tax credits for setup costs and also for the employer contribution costs. That they came up where the government pays for those costs for you. So if you're looking to at least look into a new 401k plan, a new qualified plan for your employees and want to start next year, I would definitely recommend giving us a call, 928-329-1700, Yuma Investment Group. No cost, no obligation. We're happy to just answer your questions and fill you in a little bit more about that. So. And Eric, friends from Human Risk Management, we're almost towards the end here. Eric, tell me, so we don't get cut off here by Russ, because he's a...
I could do it.
He's Russ. So what's the process? Where are you located, your number, your contact? What do people do? Because I know there's some people out there that are, I mean, a lot of them, just last night, that are looking, hey, maybe I should be looking at what, you know, my insurance is now, other avenues I could take, saving some money, still having the best insurance. Am I, you know, what's the best fit for me? How do you help them and tell them what to do to get started at Human Risk Management Group?
Well, so, you know, we've changed what we do just because with, you know, we're salespeople at our core, and it's in our nature to go out and try and get business. And, you know, even we're struggling with the demand based on everything that's going on. So what we've started doing is just making things easier for everybody. And yeah, you know, I always like to look at a policy, but I didn't require it. You know, I could do a quote without it, you know, based on recommendations and whatnot, but and then play a little game with them about this is why I do this and this is where it saves us. But nowadays, you know, what we do is we'll get a call and somebody will tell us about their situation, take a few minutes over the phone, and we're trying to get back into the mode of meeting with people. You know, it's a little bit easier to see this stuff. We can do it all by email, but you know, we'd like to meet with people and show this is how you have it, and this is how we would do it, and this is, you know, what you can save by doing it this way. There's an insurance company that has offered huge incentives to get rid of glass coverage. You know, that's a big one that that's one here now that people always think that insurance companies are required by state law to offer glass coverage, which they're required by law to offer it. You know, they're not required by law. It's not a gift, you know. So, and really all glass coverage is a deductible waiver for comprehensive coverage. So all it's doing is waiving the deductible, you know, on the policy. And it used to be inconsequential to things, you know. It really wasn't that big of a deal. Like mm-hmm. It was just a couple bucks and it was an easy claim and people liked it. And it was a way to like kind of, you know,
my wife loved the glass
easy
coverage.
You know? Yeah, I remember. You know,
living out there in Dome Valley. Yeah, she gets a little rock in there. Oh, I'm replacing the glass. I'm like, oh, I wonder. That's okay. I guess that doesn't hurt anything. She had like
she's
six,
the reason they
six
made
or
the
seven
changes
of them. I know it is. Yes,
they'll still offer it, but it's to take a $50 or $100 deductible on those things. Like you save hundreds of dollars, you know, by doing that. And there's no claim
that goes unpunished these days.
Yeah.
You know, like if you have like that, your deal with you, like it took me 4 years
to get it
because of all those glass claims being on there, and they keep getting rejected.
I can buy a windshield for a Chevy truck for like $35. But if you get into these new cars with all the built-in sensors and stuff, it's going to be a couple grand for the windshield, and then you got to have special equipment to get it tuned into the computer again.
There was a 10-year-old F-150. It was that back window with the three pieces that slides. So we had to replace it. Somebody tried to break in this truck. $640 or something for that window. That was what was allowed, and but it ended up being the electric one. So there's a button in the car that will open that back window electrically or whatever, and it's $1,000. You know, is what
that's outrageous.
That's what this one
for
is.
The button.
For the glass and everything.
Oh, for everything.
Because it's electric versus a manual
one.
It's
all integrated. It starts getting all integrated into it. And that's the thing with the windshields. I don't know why they do that, but they have these luxury cars now with electronic windshield wipers that come on automatically when it rains. They got sensors built into the glass itself. So when you break that windshield, it's a god-awful expense.
Or the bumper. Like, you know, it used to be that you could clip a bumper and am I going to mess with it, you know? But
Especially now
you have a bumper like that's got a sensor in it so it beeps when you don't. Yeah, it's all got to be. There is no bump that's not a couple $1,000 now, you know? And so it's a claim all that it's a claim every time, you know? And liability, like that's if it's a property, like if it's a liability issue, there's no, like the insurance, they lose complete control over the situation, you know, because we're liable, we're responsible for the damages that our policyholders cause. And so they can charge whatever they want, you know, and then send us the bill. It's why the hospital will ask people whether or not they were involved in an auto accident or a workplace injury. Because they're looking for work comp claims and insurance and auto insurance. They don't have contracts with those insurance companies for each service, so they can charge whatever they want for those kinds of things.
Insurance companies start suing each other.
Yep, so subrogation type stuff. Yeah. So, you know, they have to provide paperwork that shows that it's legitimate, but as long as it is, you know, there's nothing that they can say to stop it. So, we're trying, like, it just requires attention, I guess, is what I would say it is. Like, and there's some things that you can do that can reduce your premiums. And it, like, normally, you know, I'll just call a couple people and get some rates and see how they are. And if it's better, I'll move. Like, I think that we're having to get creative with different ways to save money, higher deductibles. Maybe we don't have the glass coverage. Get AAA for towing, like, you know, so that you don't have towing claims weighing down your old reports. You know, do I really need car rental? Like, all these things, there's just nothing that's really cheap right now. And so
it's advantageous to sit down with agent or someone in your office that can help cater.
You mentioned that, you know, that's $2 billion before the lottery starts getting interesting. That's because of inflation, right? Like, and so it's happening in our world. What's real is our insurance premiums are going up, and that's due to inflation.
And Arizona's getting hit more than some other states. We seem to be a high percentage increase.
I believe our minimum wage is going, like has been for the last year, has been going up. That affects everything, you know, as far as I'm concerned. That affects every cost of that an insurance company does, and so we're getting it felt. So, yeah, so, you know, we're in the same parking lot as you next to Smart and Final over on First Avenue and 16th Street. Our phone number is 928-726-9338. We're growing. We got 8 agents now over there.
8 agents. Yep.
So,
outstanding.
So we're ready.
Very knowledgeable.
And give us a call if we can help.
Yes. So. All right. We are up against it. And happy Friday out there. This is Money Talk. Russ, thank you so much for being here. Eric Friends, my guest. Have a great weekend, Yuma.
The opinions voiced in Money Talk with Tom Rush and George Davis Wealth are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial or tax advisor prior to investing. Guests on Money Talk are not affiliated with CWM LLC. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.